Hello and welcome to this recording of my homily for the fifth Sunday of Lent, Year A. I'm Father Kyle Schnippel. I'm pastor of two parishes in the northwest side of Cincinnati this weekend. I'm delivering this homily to St. John Newman, a parish community where I serve as pastor. The gospel passage is the raising of Lazarus from John's account of the gospel. The first reading is Ezekiel, the restoration of the dry bones, which is one of my favorite readings, but I don't touch on it too much. But anyways, here is my homily for the weekend. It is a dangerous thing, it seems, to be a friend of Jesus. After all, we read in today's passage, Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed where he was for 2 days. I'm like, Kind of brings to mind a line from St. Teresa of Avila, doesn't it? Lord, if this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few of them. Yet, in the midst of their anguish, there is a promise that is given. This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Jesus always looks at the bigger picture of an issue rather than just at the finer details, even though he does know the finer details as well. And he leads us through these moments in life, these similar moments, so that we too can come to realize with Mary in the gospel passage that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. The challenge comes in how are we able to recognize, how are we able to come to that recognition, especially in those moments when the darkness seems to overwhelm or the pain of grief seeks to snuff out the light of faith and block you from experiencing the power of Jesus' love. So again, we turn to this passage. And really, the passages from the last 2 weeks, these long passages from John's account of the gospel, because the story of those characters, the woman at the well in Samaria, the man born blind, and today Lazarus, their story is our story. And so in seeing how Jesus interacts with them, we see how Jesus interacts with us, with me. And looking at today's passage, one of the first things we realize is that Jesus comes in the hour of greatest need, the hour when all else looks lost. That's when he appears, and that's when he brings light for those who are attempting to see, bringing healing, bringing the healing that only he can provide, reconciliation for wounds, for injuries, restoration. And he enters into our grief. He weeps at sorrow at the death of his friend Lazarus. He embraces Martha's and Mary's grief. He enters into their grief. And as he weeps at sorrow at the death of his friend Lazarus, he weeps in sorrow when we fall into the death of sin. He weeps with us when we weep in sorrow at the death of a loved one as well. He enters into our grief. But in all of this, when he does so, he doesn't enter into it just to wallow there with us. He points to something more, something beyond that brief moment of grief, into a realization of a deeper embrace of life, an awareness of life in Christ, a life which does not end. Because when we start to look at the world through the eyes of faith, through the eyes of Christ Jesus, we start to see that the glory of God is all around us. And miracles do happen every single day. Now, saying that, and talking about these moments of grief, I fully realize it doesn't make those moments any easier. It doesn't make that hard time, that time when Jesus is trying to come to us, it doesn't make it nice to bear. It doesn't make it nice to encounter. It doesn't make it easy to experience. But when we are finally able to overcome and see that difficult moment through the eyes of Jesus, instead of just through our own very limited sight, the glory of God can become all-encompassing. And even death cannot overcome it. Even death cannot stop it. So as we enter into these last 2 weeks of Lent, what I'd like to propose, those very things in your life that seek to separate you from one another, the people that you're sitting next to, seek to separate you from God. As death separated Lazarus from his sisters, that's the very thing where Jesus comes to you over these next 2 weeks in our approach to Easter. And it is precisely through that thing right there in your life where Jesus calls you to experience new life in him, to experience a resurrection, as it were, to something more, something greater, something new. Yes, absolutely. With Mary could have prevented that rough spot. Absolutely. Jesus could have prevented Lazarus from dying in the first place, as he could prevent that thing from happening in your life. Absolutely, yes. But he brings you through it because he has something even better in mind for you. Dare to live that adventure with him over these weeks. God bless, and talk to you later.